Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 102. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. And if you ever want to see the show notes or find out how to get in contact with me or send me your own Defeat the Drama circumstances, go to defeatthedrama.com. So today, I'm going to be sharing with you the secret to increasing your capacity. And this is one that has worked wonders for me. You know, I often say that I have a lot of bandwidth. I really do get a lot done. I juggle, manage, keep track of many different projects at once. And it's not just the number, but also the breadth of tasks. I am often juggling wildly varying tasks between my professional and personal responsibilities. I'm sure most of you are like me. I worked my way through college waitressing, and you really have to think ahead and be efficient to do well. I think I honed many of my multitasking skills there. Then I became a mom, and that definitely adds some volume and breadth to your list of responsibilities. Then as a single mom and business owner for 8 years, I became a multitasker on steroids, wearing all the hats and taking on many tasks and responsibilities all by myself. I used to carry the full weight of any project from start to finish for the entire duration. So the multitude of tasks and breadth of responsibilities sat as a weight on my shoulders, sometimes for long periods. At times, the burden was too much. The stress of so many unfinished tasks all at once could feel really overwhelming. Over time, I learned a new way of dealing with large projects that serves me better and has increased my bandwidth even more. Now, I'm not talking about the logistics of how I captured the multitude of individual tasks leading up to my finished project. This isn't an episode about project management techniques or the latest software that tracks your progress. As an aside, I do recommend Toodledoo, an app and web destination tool, but I digress. That will be in the show notes. No, this is about how I've learned to handle a multitude of tasks mindfully. You see, even once I had effectively captured all the tasks in a system, the entire responsibility sat as a weight in my mind until fully complete. At times, there were projects with many moving parts that would not be finished for months. In my mind, the sense of urgency to get the long-term project done was equal to that of a project that needed to be done that day. It was a lot of stress. The push and pressure was constant. I did not give myself the it's done feeling until a project was fully complete. It didn't matter that a project would be unfinished for months. I felt the full weight of the entire thing for that whole period. Over the years and out of necessity, I have learned the art of setting aside the sense of urgency around the entire task and have learned to compartmentalize the subtasks, not just in my project management system, but in my mind. If you are a person who struggles with the pressure of the full weight of long-term projects, you know exactly what I'm talking about. To achieve the desired result and defeat the drama of overwhelm, you must set aside the full project as if it's not there. Trust in whatever system you're using to capture all of the elements of your full project. Let that be the repository for the list. And then release your mind to focus only on the next step. No worrying about the activities you don't have time for yet. I mean, I'm doing that right now as I do this podcast, actually. I have a big speaking engagement coming up and I'm not done. I'm not ready, but I'm not going to worry about it because the focus, I mean, granted, I'm bringing it up on the episode now, but my focus right now is this needs to be done first because the deadline comes first. So there's no advantage to me worrying about the stuff I don't have time for until this gets finished. So I need to set it fully aside and know that I'll find the time after this is done because then that will become my full focus. So no worrying about the activities you don't have time for yet, as I just said. Feel the sense of urgency for only the next deadlines. and then experience the sense of accomplishment or relief as you finish each step. So you get to do your mini celebrations ongoing while you're working on multiple long-term projects. Releasing a focus on the full project is similar to freeing up RAM on your computer. There's more usable space for what you must do now. And you can fill the extra now capacity to increase productivity or capture the capacity for things like rejuvenation or personal growth. It does take practice because in the beginning, you'll constantly be thinking about the full project and you'll have to stop yourself and say, I'm not thinking about that yet. I'm not placing my focus there. I'm only placing my focus on what's next, what I'm doing now. So it'll take practice, but you'll be amazed at the positive impact it'll have. So I hope you found some useful nuggets today. If you need a more comprehensive program or additional help dealing with your drama, whether it's in your work or your life, contact me. Go to defeatthedrama.com, fill out that form, and I'll get in touch with you. Let's schedule a quick time to chat. I also have my boot camp. It's the Defeat the Drama, Delight Your Customers, and Improve Your Bottom Line boot camp. And I offer a discount for just my podcast listeners. It's an online, available to you 24/7 process to help you move from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered, and get your team in line with you. Go check it out. Go to defeatthedrama.com/podcast discount. All right, until next time, make it a great day.